You're listening to SBS News.
Jade Petrie is a presenter on Project Rocket, a program run with the Kids Helpline that aims to build teenage resilience when it comes to bullying, hate and prejudice.
We're a team of young people that want to help young people. So we go out into schools and now online and we help them talk about topics that are really tricky to talk about. And we help give them advice that's actually relevant to them from people that also use the same advice.
And the 24-year-old has her own teenage experiences to draw on.
Just walking into a shopping centre that didn't sell size clothing for certain kids that were my body type. You know, it really takes a hit to you when you realise that these normal things that are around aren't for you.
According to the latest findings of a long-term study of teenagers, discrimination based on appearance and race is all too prevalent. Lead researcher Tracy Evans-Whipp from the Institute of Family Studies says the study tracked children through their teens.
What we've done is we've asked the same group of children several times. So we asked them when they were 14 to 15 years of age, and then again when they were 16 to 17 years of age.
One in three respondents reported experiencing discrimination in the last 6 months. 20% said it related to their body or aspects of the way they looked. Racial discrimination was the second most common, while 5% complained of being treated differently because of their religion. Discrimination based on sexual identity, mental health, and disability was also identified. 22-year-old Anna Louis sits on the advisory board of the Centre for Multicultural Youth. She knows the experience of race-based discrimination all too well.
It really started from childhood. I feel like so many experiences came through primary school and have followed me on to high school and even today. I think there are a lot of comments and just remarks that I get from the general public about where I'm from or my appearance or what it means to be a Chinese Australian.
The report also highlights the significant impact of bullying and discrimination on health and behaviour. Dr. Evans-Whipp says it's of particular concern when it comes to the mental well-being of young people.
Teenagers that reported body discrimination were more likely to report signs of depressive symptoms, anxiety, and also more likely to injure themselves or attempt to commit suicide.
Looking back on her own teenage years, Jade Petrie has some simple advice.
I think as I grew up and I started working here and meeting other young people and hearing their stories, you kind of realise that everyone's been hiding behind this normal facade that doesn't exist. You know, there is no normal and we're all so different. And when I started actually focusing on that, all the comments that happened to me in the past kind of went away because I realised I should be celebrating myself for who I am. I have an amazing job, I have an amazing family and great friends around me. And that's worth more than all those comments that were made to me back in school.
Gareth Borum, SBS News.